You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti here on the Halftime Show. We'll have scores, stats, and an interview coming up for you, but we'll kick it off with the Coke Zero Out-of-Town Scoreboard, presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Monmouth right now leading the University of Rhode Island by a score of 24-3. Elsewhere in the Northeast Conference right now, Lehigh, who beat MU last week, leads Central Connecticut State in the fourth quarter 28-7. A couple of NEC games going on today as well. Albany leads Robert Morris 35-10. That one going to the fourth quarter out in Pennsylvania. Out in Pennsylvania as well, a good comeback here for St. Francis, Pennsylvania, who at one point was trailing 21-7. They now lead Bryant 32-21. Dayton on top of Duquesne in the fourth quarter, 7-3. Halftime, just like we are here, Wagner leads Georgetown 7-3. Also in the CAA, which of course is the league that the University of Rhode Island plays in, couple of games up and running. Minnesota, that's the University of Minnesota, leads New Hampshire out in Minneapolis 37-7. Boston College on top of Maine at Chestnut Hill 7-3. Games coming up tonight, Georgia State will play at Tennessee, Old Dominion at Hampton, JMU home for Alcorn State, Gardner-Webb will play at Richmond, Fordham at Villanova, Lafayette playing at William and Mary. In the top 25, there is a slew of games taking place during the course of the day and into the night. Ohio State leading Central Florida 31-10. Kansas State 31, Miami of Florida 6. Number 9, South Carolina all over East Carolina 27-0. Number 12, Clemson leading Ball State 45-10. One other game in the second quarter, number 15, Virginia Tech leading Austin Peay 7-0. We step out and break here for 90 seconds. When we come back, stats and an interview with the head coach of the Monmouth men's soccer team, Rob McCourt. Monmouth leading URI by a score of 24-3. We're back with more Hawk football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks football all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Hoping that the weather holds out tonight as a busy weekend here on campus in West Long Branch expected to continue as the Monmouth men's soccer team, once again nationally ranked, expected to play Columbia out of the Ivy League over on the Great Lawn at 7 o'clock. Good enough to give us a few minutes here at halftime of Monmouth's 24-3 lead against URI is the ninth-year head coach, Rob McCourt. Coach, another great start for your program, and we can just jump right into it. 3-0-1 overall, the one tie or draw, as we should say, came against Hofstra last weekend. But with a lot of new faces, we can start there with the program this year. I'd have to think you're pretty satisfied through the first four games of the year.
Yeah, the guys are looking really good. You know, the challenge is when you have seven new starters out of 11 players, it's getting all the guys on the same page. And so far we've been pretty cohesive as a unit. And I think the guys have responded well to the different challenges that we've had.
Let's talk about some of those new guys. For the first time, really, there's been such a heavy influx of some international players, which is a bit different from the recruiting style that you've had in your first 8 years at Monmouth.
Yeah, you know, we lost a lot of talented players, and I refuse to just get mediocre players. And we want to keep the program at the level that it's been at over the past couple of years and continue to build on what we've built so far. So I had to go international, get a couple guys. I got two guys from Ghana who are having exceptional seasons for us, one player from Costa Rica and one player from France. And, you know, college soccer is new to those guys, but to be fair to them, they've responded really well to the challenges, and they've been major, major contributors to our success so far.
A win over Towson to start the year on the road, 1-0, a 3-1 win over Providence at home. Ryder was a 2-0 victory on the road, and then, as we mentioned, Hofstra a 1-1 draw. I want to talk about the game against Providence, a Big East team coming down here to West Long Branch, which is starting to become a bit more common with the way that you schedule some non-conference teams, but the crowd was absolutely tremendous. You know, I was here among about 2,200 people, I'm going to say, that were here. I think, from what I was told, it was the best. It was certainly the best ever regular season crowd, and I think has rivaled some of the crowds that we've had at NCAA games as well. I would have to imagine that when you looked around, focusing on the game first, but you have to have a smile somewhere and then say, boy, this is just tremendous.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, from where we started with the program to where it is now, you know, the fan support, the support of the administration, The marketing efforts by Eddie and his staff, everything's been great. And Providence was a bit of a culmination of what we've been striving to achieve here on the field in terms of the soccer, but also really getting out into the soccer community. Monmouth County has a tremendous soccer community, so I thought it was great to look up and see so many young kids in the stands and, you know, kids that come to our camps, come to our matches. It's good for them to see a high standard of soccer on a field.
He's the ninth-year head coach, Rob McCourt. He guides the men's soccer program here at Monmouth University, 3-0-1 so far this season, nationally ranked yet again, expected to play Columbia tonight. We're at halftime of the home opener of the Monmouth men's football program, celebrating its 20th year. They just had players from the former teams go out, leading the University of Rhode Island 24-3. Well, let's talk about Columbia a little bit tonight. Out of the Ivy League, which is always very good soccer, fingers crossed that the weather holds out, which I know is probably among the things racing through your head this afternoon.
Yeah, we're going to try to make the call between 3 and 3:30 today. It's projected severe thunderstorms coming in tonight, and we also have to worry about Columbia traveling home, so we can't wait too late to make the decision. Columbia is a very good team. We played them last year, and we wound up beating them at their place, but it was a game where we were the better team in the first half, and they were the better team in the second half. So it's a good matchup for us. They play a really good brand of soccer. They got a couple youth national team members on their squad. Their midfield is very strong, but they play a very similar style of soccer. So these are games for me that I enjoy. Sometimes you play against teams, and they're spending the entire game trying to prevent you from playing instead of actually going to make the game. Columbia will try to make the game, so it's exciting for us when teams come out and have similar approaches as us.
Seton Hall, College of Charleston, and Iona, the rest of the non-conference schedule before the NEC gets up and running. Talk about the importance of playing good teams in the non-conference schedule before you get into the meat of really the NEC.
Yeah, since I've been here, one of the things that I've been really keen on making sure that we play as difficult a non-conference schedule as we can get. I really feel like if you're testing yourself early, win, lose, or draw, you learn a lot about your team. And with this being so many new guys within this team, it's important that we play difficult matches. I don't want to get a false sense of security of where we are. There's not any easy matches in men's college soccer, I'll tell you that. But the more difficult matches you play, I feel the more you learn about your team going into the meat and potatoes of the season, which is your conference schedule.
What has been kind of a rite of passage each summer when the preseason poll comes out, Monmouth picked yet again to win the league. This is your ninth year. Seven of the previous eight, you have either won by yourself or shared a part of the regular season championship and the NEC. A couple of NCAA bids in there as well. A few, I should say, more than a couple. The league this year expected to be pretty competitive, I think. I mean, I've been following some of the teams in the league, and it looks like, just like Monmouth at 3-0-1, there's been some good non-conference performances by some of the teams in the NEC.
Yeah, no doubt. Men's soccer, our conference, they go out and they schedule good games like we do. FDU is very strong. They didn't lose anybody from last year, and they picked up a few good players. Central Connecticut was exceptional last year. They went on a run. Once they kind of got their new guys together, they went on a run, and they were very good last year. St. Francis, PA is always a very good team. And they always play a very difficult non-conference schedule. I think they tied Penn State this year, and they're doing some good things non-conference. And Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac lost a close game to Boston College, who's, ACC champion 2 years ago. So, you know, our top teams are going out and playing good games, and, you know, you have to be really battle-tested going into our conference because all the other teams are being battle-tested as well. And the talent is there.
Rob McCourt is the head men's soccer coach here in Monmouth. The Hawks expected to play Columbia tonight if the weather can hold out. 7 o'clock on the Great Lawn under the lights. Coach, a couple more before we let you go. We talked about some of the new guys on the roster this year, but, of course, the returning guys, just as important. Ryan Clark on the Herman Award watch list. Joseph Schmid back to anchor the midfield spot. Matt Jeffrey, who was a starter last year at the center back spot. All those guys, I would say, probably counted on maybe even a bit more this year with such an influx of new guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Those guys are the heart and soul of the team. Alex Blackburn in goal has been outstanding. His leadership has been tremendous. His play on the field has been tremendous. Matt Jeffrey, as a center back playing next to one of our new guys, has really been a rock back there. He's been outstanding. And he kind of holds everything together for us in our defense. Schmidty and RC, can't say enough about those guys. Every coach that we play against always asks me after the game about Schmidty and RC, and they certainly feel that they're extremely talented players, as good as anybody in the midfield in the country in college soccer. And, you know, the one that I don't want people to forget about is the return of Jacob Rubenstein. Jacob's had some big goals for us this year. He's very athletic. He's very dynamic. He gets on the end of crosses. And he holds the ball up really well for us. So he's been a real big positive getting him back in the squad for us this year. He's done great so far.
Some of those guys, we talk about the international flair to this team, but some of those guys, three of the names you just mentioned, Rubenstein, one from Ocean Township, Ryan Clark from Freehold Township, and Matt Jeffrey from Middletown North, kind of shows that you know that here in the Shore Conference, it's still important that you get some of the better players to stick around and play here at home.
Yeah, no doubt. As I said, you know, the fan base being a lot of the Jersey Shore soccer community, it certainly translates into the high school soccer. High school soccer is very good in the Jersey Shore. Matt Jeffries from Freehold, I want to get that one clear, because the Freehold guys come as a group, and they would be upset to hear that one of their rivals is claiming Matt. But as long as we can get the best players from the Jersey Shore, I always feel like we'll be okay as a program.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, I know he's been kind of the poster child for players at the next level for Monmouth. Brian Meredith has had a great run in the MLS, but he's not it. I mean, I would imagine it makes you extremely proud to now take a look at some former players other than Meredith, or in addition to Meredith, I should say, that are playing professional soccer after they leave here at Monmouth.
Yeah, you know, I kind of pride myself in our ability to develop players, and some of those guys were a little bit off the radar when they came here and had a professional work ethic while they were here, and they really developed into solid players and solid young pros while they were here. I think there's nothing more gratifying as a coach watching kids mature on and off the field and then seeing them get a chance at the next level and seeing them achieve at the next level. For me, it's really a gratifying thing.
I would imagine the trend will continue with some of the players that will graduate over the next couple of years. Columbia on the schedule tonight. Monmouth wraps up their home non-conference schedule with the College of Charleston next Sunday, a day game at 1 o'clock. No lights for that one on a Sunday night?
I guess we have to play a couple of day games. I'll be honest with you, I really enjoy playing under lights. That's been the best thing to our program, is they've added lights and they've upgraded our facility. It's enabled us to get great crowds to our games. But, you know, an afternoon game is not so bad either.
Now, I got to ask you real quick before you go, how did you get the fountains turned on for a couple of the home games? Those things run. I've been here at one level or another since 1993. I don't think I've seen those things turned on more than once in each decade.
Well, I promised administration that we were, you know, along with Eddie and my staff, were really promoting the games for the night games, and I really believe in the beauty of the campus, and I just reached out to administration and said, hey, why not show off the beauty of our campus? We're going to have 2,000 fans at a home game. Why not get the fountains on and really show off Wilson Hall and all of that stuff? And there was no questions. They responded and said, no problem, coach. Let's get it done.
If you're unsure where the fountains are, they are in the middle of the campus between Wilson Hall and the Great Lawn. Coach, always great to talk to you. Off to a great start so far this year at 3-0-1. Continued success in the rest of the non-conference and looking ahead to the NEC.
Thanks very much for having me. Always a pleasure to be with you guys.
That is Rob McCord, the head men's soccer coach here in Monmouth. Hawks expected to play tonight. Check out GoMU Hawks to make sure whether or not the game is on or off. As Coach said, by 4 o'clock at the latest, a decision will be made in terms of whether or not the game will take place with bad weather expected. Monmouth here on the gridiron leading Rhode Island 24-3. We step out for 2 minutes. Eddie's back with stats, and then we get you set for the start of the second half here on the home opener of the 2012 season. 2-minute break. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.